KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelai Kinnean, and it's 9:02. An initiative to set up a legal market for marijuana has cleared a hurdle for getting on the ballot. Lieutenant Governor Mead Treadwell certified that the initiative language conformed with Alaska statute Friday afternoon, just one day short of his deadline. That means initiative sponsors can start circulating petitions to show that a sufficient number of Alaskans want to vote on the issue. The sponsors need more than 30,000 signatures to do that. Tim Hinterberger is a professor at the University of Alaska Anchorage. He's an occasional user of marijuana and a sponsor of the initiative. He says that wins in states like Washington and Colorado show that public opinion is shifting toward legalization.
I would love for people in Alaska, like me, who have no reason to hide it, to come out of the closet and say, yeah, this is ridiculous, let's make this legal.
This isn't Alaska's first pro-marijuana initiative. In 2000, a similar proposition appeared on the ballot, but barely cleared 40% of the vote. Sponsors tried it again in 2004 and closed the gap by a few percentage points. Hinterberger thinks this initiative has some advantages over past efforts. It doesn't give amnesty to people who have violated drug laws, and it also provides a roadmap for establishing a legal marijuana market.
The language has been carefully crafted to provide a lot of guidance to the state on how cannabis should be regulated and taxed and made available. So it's just really a better thought out approach than in the past.
Just like with drinking, you would have to be over 21 years old to consume marijuana. It would be sold in stores and subject to a lot of the same rules that govern alcohol. The initiative would also allow communities to ban marijuana establishments through their own city laws. Right now, Alaskans are allowed to possess small amounts of marijuana in their homes, but the sale of marijuana is still a crime. And Anchorage police say three men were injured and the suspect is on the run after an early Saturday shooting outside a downtown Anchorage nightclub. The shooting happened in front of the Anchor Pub around 3 in the morning Saturday. Police spokesperson Danny Myron says the men injured are all in their 20s and they're in stable condition at a local hospital. He says the shooting broke out after two men got into a verbal confrontation outside the nightclub. And the Alaska Department of Fish and Game says a black bear that mauled a man at a campground north of Anchorage won't likely threaten other people. Spokesperson Ken Marsh said the bear was pretty much goaded into the attack Saturday near Eklutna Lake Campground because the man fed it meat from a church barbecue. The man may be charged with illegally feeding wildlife. Alaska State Trooper spokesperson Beth Ipson says the man had been drinking and went for a bike ride, taking some of the food along. He came across the bear and threw it a piece of meat. When he offered the bear another piece, it attacked. The man was treated for punctures, wounds, and scratches at an Anchorage hospital. And a grassroots campaign is still collecting signatures to repeal Senate Bill 21, Governor Sean Parnell's oil tax overhaul, which was signed into law on May 21st. The bill provides incentives for oil companies to produce in Alaska. However, opponents say it will deplete funds that assist Alaskans and pass benefits on to oil company shareholders. Already, the Alaska Department of Revenue estimates the state will lose hundreds of millions of dollars in tax revenue each year. Pat Lavin works with the Senate Bill 21 referendum campaign in Anchorage. He says this bill has serious consequences for Alaska's financial future.
Fundamentally, it means, estimates vary, but over $1 billion a year just transferred out of the state treasury because of change in tax policy. So that's the hit, and we'll immediately feel that hit. It will be immediate deficit spending. We'll start to spend down our savings account, which we were only able to build up because of the previous oil tax laws that we had.
The Repeal the Giveaway campaign petitioned the repeal process on April 18th. 500 petition booklets were originally supplied by the state, with an additional 750 ordered by the campaign. Lavin estimates about 20,000 signatures have been collected so far. 30,169 are needed, but the campaign is aiming for more than that.
We're actually shooting, though, for more like closer to 40,000 actual signatures, because there are always some that are hard to read or illegible, or not everyone is registered to vote. You have to be a registered Alaska voter for your signature to count. Some people don't fill in all the information that's required, so there's always a need to gather more than the number of valid signatures that you actually need.
Jim Stimple is one of the several volunteers working to gather signatures, and he's a gnome. Personally, Stimple says he has collected 100 so far by chatting about the bill around the community.
This oil giveaway, there's no guarantee that we'll get more oil through the pipeline. So it's important to exercise your civic duty and to think about the consequences of what would happen if the oil companies walk away with the larger share of wealth that we're entitled to as a sovereign state.
Stimple says this referendum gives people a voice. The deadline for signatures is July 13th. A look at the price of gold this hour, down $7.40 an ounce to $1,385.10. An ounce of silver's down 16 cents to $22.02. It's currently 8.5 minutes after 9 o'clock.